This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. And today, VPR releases the fifth and final episode of its podcast series, Jolted, which follows the case of Jack Sawyer, the Pulteney man who was arrested last February for allegedly plotting to shoot up his former high school. VPR's Nina Keck has been a part of the team producing that series. She joins me now on the line. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Mitch.
So you have been part of a team putting this incredible effort together. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I've been working with Liam Elder Connors and Emily Corwin, and that's been kind of one of the unique aspects of this whole project. You know, usually we reporters are kind of a solitary bunch, and so with this whole five-part series, it's been the three of us really brainstorming each issue, reporting, editing, and that collaboration, I think, has been really my favorite part of it.
And this series has really tried to look more closely at the ripple effects of Jack Sawyer's arrest, examining issues including mental illness, teenage isolation, gun control, and the legal questions of how to prosecute someone like Jack Sawyer, someone who may plan to commit violence but never actually goes through with it. So what are you covering in this episode five?
Well, we did try to dig deeply into all of the issues that you just mentioned, but there were still so many lingering questions that were just hanging there that we hope to sort of tie up as best we can in this last episode. Things like, you know, how do you know if a young person is plotting a school massacre? And then what do you do with someone who is? How do you learn to trust someone like that again? That was a really haunting question when we asked members of Jack's family and also teachers at Fairhaven Union, others in that community. How do you stop students from wanting to hurt each other in the first place? I mean, when you look at this nationwide, it got Liam and I wondering a lot, why are there so many teenagers using anger to solve their differences? So what can you do about that? And also, what can you learn about an averted school shooting, or rather, what can you learn from an averted school shooting, like what happened at Fairhaven Union? Experts say there is a lot you can learn, so we tried to dig into all of that.
Well, we're about to hear a section of this latest and final episode. Can you set that up for us?
This part that you'll hear this morning kind of highlights how difficult it was for Liam and I to find answers to what seemingly seemed to be straightforward questions like, where is Jack Sawyer now and what is the status of his court case? And I think we wanted to include some of the roadblocks in this episode just to present how difficult it can be to find answers, as you'll hear. As far as we know, Jack Sawyer is at a psychiatric hospital in southern Vermont called Brattleboro Retreat. He voluntarily checked himself in after his parents posted bail back in April. We assume he's been there ever since, but when we call to confirm this, they cite privacy laws and don't tell us. It turns out the same goes for Fairhaven Police Chief William Humphreys.
How do we know he'll stay in Brattleboro? I mean, he's there voluntarily, right?
I'm not exactly sure about the court. I know he's in a mental.
You gotta be sure. You're the.
I know he's in a mental health facility.
I'm surprised at that. So you can't pick up the phone, call the Brattleboro Retreat, and just say, "Hey, just check in. Is Jack Sawyer still there?"
Nope. Correct. That was a condition that was worked out through the courts.
So how do you find out if he gets out?
The state's attorney can call the state attorney's office. You know, there's a designated contact, so they can call and say, "Yep, he's here. He's not there. He checked himself out." You know, but that's, and then that information would get relayed back to us.
She calling every day?
As far as I know.
I called the state's attorney's office to find out if they are, in fact, calling every day. They didn't get back to me. This summer, Jack's lawyers asked to move his case to family court. There, Jack, who's now 19, would be considered a juvenile instead of an adult. We don't know for sure if this happened, though, because cases involving juveniles are confidential.
Vermont Superior Court, this is Penny. Can I help you?
I found this out when I called the court in Rutland. Penny Hogan, the court operations manager, picked up.
Hi, Penny. This is Nina Keck with Vermont Public Radio calling. I'm wondering who in the family division I can talk to get any updated information on the Jack Sawyer case.
There wouldn't be anybody to talk to on that. It's a confidential matter, so they're not going to get any information from the court.
Is anything ever released? Like, once family court hears Jack Sawyer's case, once it's resolved, will any information ever be given out to the public on what happens to his case?
No.
By default, adult court records are public, but minors' judicial proceedings are confidential. In Vermont, sharing information from juvenile court records, it's a crime. Jack's mom and stepdad live in Florida, and his father lives in Pulteney, next door to Fairhaven, where he owns a contracting business. Family members say they visit Jack regularly at Brattleboro Retreat. When I spoke to Jack's older sister, Allison, she said she and her brother were talking by phone every week or so. Does Jack realize the trauma he's caused?
I don't know if he does now. He might. He definitely did not in the very beginning understand at all the impact of anything he had done or understand the negative consequences, which might have been also why he was so open with the cops and didn't ask for a lawyer. I do recall asking him afterwards. He was like, yeah, that was really stupid.
Since Jack was arrested, Allison says he's gained some perspective.
But I'm pretty sure he understands at this point, and I know he has mentioned he wants to write to everyone who was on his list, just apologizing.
In Allison's view, Jack's diary, the one he titled The Journal of an Active Shooter, and his confession to police,
it seemed to me more like a cry for help.
Yeah, as you were saying, Nina, there really are a lot of complexities to this story, even for the things that at first maybe seemed fairly simple.
Right, and I hope people listen to the full episode to get all the nuance of our reporting. You can do that tonight at 6 p.m. during All Things Considered.
And hear all 5 episodes of VPR's Jolted. Go online to joltedpodcast.org or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Nina, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mitch.